Good morning, everybody. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Today is Friday, March the 15th. It is the day that the Lord has made, so let us choose to rejoice and be glad in it. I pray that you all are doing well, feeling better, and that you know by now that God is still in control and that God is working things out. In 2 days, Grace will celebrate 7 years. I've been reflecting on this since January, even more so over the past 2 weeks. 7 years. The number seven is a number of completeness, divine perfection, or something that is finished. I believe Grace's 7 years represent a period of foundational establishment. Just as the act of creation signified completion, Grace Church has completed the initial stages of development, fostering a community of faith. Following the 6 days of creation, the seventh day marked a new era. Similarly, the seventh year signifies a turning point for our church, a springboard for continued growth, for continued outreach, and a renewed focus on fulfilling our mission to love people to life. A friend of mine's, Hendrick, asked me the other day, how does it feel that Grace is almost 7 years old? I can't explain how it feels, but I can tell you what it means. Three words: God is faithful. And that's what I want to talk about this morning, the faithfulness of God. Years ago, Kurt Richter conducted a series of experiments, and like many researchers, he used rats as his test subjects. First, he took a dozen domesticated rats, put them into huge jars of water, and basically watched them drown. He was trying to discover how long it would take the rats, the rats would swim before they gave up. And they did fairly well. Some swam for days before they gave up and sank to the bottom. For the next part of his rat research, Kurt took wild rats taken straight from the sewers of Baltimore. One by one, he dropped each rat into water-filled jars. And unlike their tame predecessors, they died very quickly, within minutes. And Richter, he wondered why. I mean, these sewer rats were supposedly renowned for their swimming ability. He theorized that the answer, get this, was a lack of hope. He thought that perhaps the domesticated rats had learned to expect to be cared for, which fostered hope of rescue in their tiny brains. Perhaps this kept them going when the wild ones, who had never experienced that kind of care, gave up. And he wrote these words: the situation of these rats scarcely seems one demanding fight or flight. It is rather one, he says, of hopelessness. These wild rats are in a situation against which they have no defense and no escape. They seem literally to give up. Well, Richter decided to test this hypothesis. So he took more wild rats one at a time and he put them in one of the jars. But just before the rat was about to drown, he picked it up, held it a little while, and then put it back in the water. Well, this small interlude made a huge difference. This time, each of the wild rats swam much longer. He decided that this proved his hypothesis. He said, When these wild rodents learned that they were not doomed, that the situation was not lost, that there might be a helping hand at the ready, that there was hope, they would keep going. They would not give up, and they would not go under. At the conclusion of this experiment, Richter wrote these words: with the elimination of hopelessness, the rats do not die. Please don't take offense on this Freestyle Friday. I'm not calling you a rat, but like sewer rats, in order to keep going in this fearful world, to keep our heads above the water when the storms of life are raging, you and I need hope. We need something to cling to. Well, let me put it this way. We need a reason to keep swimming. Something or someone has to motivate us to keep going. National Geographic magazine reported years ago, humans can survive for just 2 to 3 minutes without air. Humans can survive for up to 7 days without water. Humans can survive for about 45 days without food. But studies like Richter's point to the fact that we all go down quickly without hope. As someone once put it, hope is the oxygen of the soul. Hope is what we cling to when hurricanes come ashore, destroying everything in their path, or when doctors give us fearful diagnoses. Hope is what keeps us going when a friend or family member dies and when job layoffs come our way. And as Christians, the source of our hope is not our job, it's not our family, it's not our material wealth, but our source is God. Our faith in God's faithfulness is an anchor we can cling to even when the world around us is falling apart. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 19 through 23 says it like this: I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. These verses, church, tell us that Jeremiah had learned that in the uncertainty of this world, God is certain. Jeremiah clung to the fact that God does not change, that God is faithful. And Jeremiah proclaims to us this morning the fact that we can trust God completely because God is always completely faithful. Our survival as a church these 6 years isn't a testament to our resources. We have none, or our size. We're small. But it's a testament to a resounding chorus to the unwavering love and commitment of God. Lamentations chapter 3 offers a critical shift. The prophet declares, yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. This act of remembrance, of consciously focusing on God's character, is the spark that ignites hope. We are reminded that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. This truth is the bedrock upon which our church stands. We may not have had the vast resources or a multitude of people, but God's faithfulness was our constant companion. His mercies, like the fresh sunrise, are new every morning. Each day, God renewed our strength. He renewed our creativity, and he renewed our commitment to serving our community. I've learned some valuable lessons over the past 6 years concerning the faithfulness of God. that I want to give you this morning. One, that God's faithfulness is a source of hope in difficult times. I don't have to tell you this, but life is brimming with uncertainty. Relationships change, health fluctuates, financial instability looms. Global events can throw our lives into total chaos. In these dark valleys, God's faithfulness is an unchanging beacon of light. God's unwavering love and steadfast promises are an anchor for our souls, that while everything around us might feel shaky, God's character remains absolutely reliable. Lamentations expresses the raw pain of suffering. Jeremiah says the wormwood and gall. That can seem all consuming. But God's faithfulness directly counteracts this despair. It doesn't negate our pain. Let me say that again. God's faithfulness doesn't negate our pain, but it interjects a truth that offers perspective. That while anguish might feel overwhelming in the moment, God's love and God's enduring plans for our lives remain. And church, this knowledge offers us a lifeline of hope, a reason to cling on even when the darkness feels impenetrable. God's faithfulness is a source of hope in difficult times. But number two, God's faithfulness, get this, is constant and not contingent. The success or failure of our endeavors is not a reflection of God's love. Lamentations reminds us that God's mercies are new every morning, meaning that they are not dependent on our merits or achievements. Grace Church, a church with limited resources, survived during the pandemic, not because we earned God's favor, but because God's faithfulness is constant and unconditional. This understanding is liberating. It really is. It frees us from the burden of performance-based faith and allows us to approach God with open hearts, knowing that God's love is a gift and not a reward. This unwavering faithfulness allows us to move forward with confidence, trusting that God will continue to provide for our needs, that God will continue to guide our steps and empower us, get this, regardless of our circumstances. I've learned over the years that God's faithfulness is constant and not contingent, that God's faithfulness is a source of hope in difficult times. But number three, that God's faithfulness leads to unexpected growth. Sometimes, church, God's faithfulness manifests not in shielding us from challenges, but in using them to refine us. Here's how God's faithfulness can lead to unexpected growth: stretching us beyond our comfort zone. Often, significant growth occurs when we're pushed outside our comfort zones. When faced with challenges, God's faithfulness compels us to rely on God for strength and guidance. And this resilience that we develop can lead us to discover hidden talents, develop new skills, and cultivate a deeper trust in God's provision. God's faithfulness leads to unexpected growth. God's faithfulness is constant, not contingent. God's faithfulness is a source of hope in difficult times. But maybe you're on the call this morning and you're wrestling with doubts about God's faithfulness. I see you. Perhaps you faced a season of immense hardship, a fervent prayer seemingly unanswered. Maybe the world feels chaotic and the promises of a loving God seem distant. I want to encourage you this morning. These doubts are not uncommon. Even the great people of faith in the Bible grapple with similar questions. But here's the thing about doubt. It doesn't negate God's faithfulness. It's an invitation to a deeper conversation, a yearning for a renewed understanding of God's character. Look around you. Consider Grace's story. Small church facing a global crisis. Yet God's faithfulness sustained us. God didn't shield us from the storm, but he used it to refine us, to strengthen our bonds, and to expand our reach. This is the unwavering faithfulness of God, a constant presence that works behind the scenes, even when circumstances seem bleak. Don't let doubt silence the whispers of hope within you. Instead, let it be the spark that ignites a deeper exploration of your faith. Seek peace in scripture, find strength in community, and remember God's love for you is constant and not contingent. God's faithfulness, like a sunrise, is a constant you can rely on. It's a promise that holds true even in the darkest of nights. So on this Freestyle Friday, Fish Fry Friday, I want to welcome you to the first day of the rest of your life. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. All we got is right now. If you're new to the call, I want to welcome you to Grace Community Church. My name is Marcus Collins, and come Sunday, I would have had the opportunity to lead an amazing group of people for 7 years, and we're so thrilled that you decided to jumpstart your day with us. I want you to remember something, beloved. God's faithfulness isn't merely about preserving us from hardship. It's about using those challenges to refine us, to strengthen us, and lead us toward unexpected growth. That by embracing these experiences with a trusting heart, we allow God to mold us into the people that God created us to be. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this day, a gift from your gracious hands. We praise you for your unwavering faithfulness, your enduring love, and your promises that hold true even in the most difficult seasons. Forgive us for the times we've doubted your goodness or allowed the weight of the past to hold us back. As we stand at the threshold of new beginnings, help us embrace this moment as the first day of the rest of our lives. Grant us the courage to shield the burdens of yesterday and step forward with faith in the path you set before us this day. Guide our decisions, shape our words, and fill our hearts with the spirit of love and service. And may we radiate your light to those around us, being instruments of your grace and transformation. We trust in your plans for our lives, knowing that you are working all things together for our good. Be with us today. Lord, we love you and we praise you. It's in Jesus' name. Come on, everybody, shout amen. Amen. Hey, listen, thank you so much for tuning in this morning. As always, it will be uploaded to our website at gracechurchal.com. Hey, listen, if you're not doing anything Sunday, if you are in the area of Montgomery, join us because it's our anniversary as we celebrate 7 years of God's amazing grace towards Grace Community Church. Hey, listen, I am praying for you today. I am rooting for you. So be watchful, be mindful, and be encouraged. Peace.